What's up, everybody? Today we were talking about finding your life purpose, or if people are meant to have one at all. Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we use positivity to build a better mindset. My name is Henry and this is Eric.
Hey.
And today we're talking about finding a life purpose, and the reason that this subject has come up is just because I feel like this is kind of an education channel where we're hopefully educating on from stuff we do wrong or correctly and helping people learn and grow with that stuff. But when you're wanting to teach people, at least when I teach people, I want to feel confident in what it is that I'm supposed to do, and then also long term of this, content. And I want to make sure, is this something I want to do? That's a thought I have. Do I always want to work in fitness? Do I always, what it is that's my life purpose. Mm-hmm. And I watch a few YouTube channels, and the ones that I really enjoy the most that are vlog-esque, where people are doing vlogs, mm-hmm. are where someone's obsessed with whatever it is they're doing.
Yeah.
And so then I ask myself that question, what am I obsessed with? And I come up with a blank. And so I figured we could do a video on this, kind of working the way through the progress of trying to come up with what it is you're obsessed about. And I guess it's okay if it changes from time to time, but have you ever met that person that from 5 years old they knew what they were gonna do? There was one thing they were gonna do, and then they came out and that's what they decided, and they accomplished it. So what's your one thing? What would you say? If I had to put you on the spot, what is your one thing you're obsessed with? And do you feel like that's what you're meant to do?
Yeah, so I think, and we were talking about earlier, I think mine's changed. For the longest time, it's been fitness and getting people in shape. And now I'm kind of turning more so into helping people achieve their potential. I think I'm realizing that can be through different avenues. So as far as fitness goes, being a personal trainer, I'm helping people achieve their health potential or their wellness potential through being a personal trainer. But I think I'm slowly starting to expand that and get people to, change how they view themselves and change the, what possibilities they think are out there.
Yeah. That makes sense? What's your favorite thing you've done? If you think back the past, it could be yesterday or last week. What's your favorite thing that you've done?
Man. 5 hours later.
Recently, guys, I've been getting super into real estate. Okay. I fully intend on making that one of my primary vehicles to financial freedom. And so I dove headfirst into real estate books, podcasts, educational YouTube videos. And so I've just loved kind of visualizing where this is going to lead to.
Okay. So what is that? How does that turn into a purpose? I think that's visualizing a result,
yeah.
or something like that. But what is the thing? And I guess if I were to say what my favorite thing was, mm-hmm. that I've done the past week was I recently transferred gym. So I was working at Gold Gym in Asheville, North Carolina, and I transferred down to a location in Greenville, South Carolina. And so everything's new, getting used to the people, the process, all that stuff. And probably my favorite what I got to wake up and do, because I'm doing the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. I'm still in the gym, was when I got to tell somebody that they were doing a really good job and then tell them what they had done that was good. That was the most exciting thing that I got to do.
Yeah.
Of all the interaction, whether it was taking a class, because I got to take some of the group classes that were fun, all that stuff, getting to tell them, because they deserved it, so it wasn't just telling somebody that didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
Telling someone that they deserved it, because they've done just a really, really good job, but then also saying here's why, here's the things you've done really well, and that was the most exciting thing.
Yeah.
And so when I think that, it's you can be a life coach, and I still don't even understand what that word is. What's a life coach? Who is paying someone to tell them they did a good job?
Yeah.
So I don't know what that turns into as far as purpose, I understand how a personal trainer works, right? You're fat, you go to a gym, they make you not fat. If that's what you want to go to.
That's what I do.
you have an injury, you go to the gym, they help you recover from the injury. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to do a certain thing, whether it's a sport, you go to the gym and stuff like that. But I don't know, there's schools, so people go to school to learn. But I don't know if, I don't think I fit in that mold. I don't think I want to be a teacher at a school or a professor or something like that, because I think, you know, that's not very specific. You know, you're teaching like history or whatever. So I don't like that idea. So I don't know how you turn life coach. I mean, life coaching might be a way that you lead. And so maybe as I continue my career in fitness or whatever, I just become more into developing people or what. But so like, that's what I could say my closest is like my one thing that I'd be most excited about doing. But I don't know how that turns into something yet.
Yeah. So, and I think kind of going off what he was saying. So like how I was saying, I like getting people to either achieve or to realize their potential. You know, so I've been doing it through fitness, and what I really enjoy is when people finally like have that click, or they're like, I can do this, or like, you know, like they realize what's possible. And I love getting to see like their reaction and them realizing that they have that potential to do that. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that's, you know, maybe fitness is how I'm going to do it. Maybe it's going to be through something like, maybe not life coaching, because that, again, that's kind of vague, but getting people just to realize the potential that they have and the opportunity that's out there and how to harness that,
yeah,
I guess.
I mean, but then I see people doing like courses online, like or the like YouTube, they follow a certain channel and then they develop a course on how to, you know, do whatever, like how to work on a car or how to, you know, social media marketing agency, whatever it is. And like part of me feels like that's kind of scammy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, because it probably could promote good value. Yeah. That's a great way to make money or whatever. But I don't know if I necessarily want to teach somebody how to do what I do.
Yeah.
I more want to teach somebody to do what they want to do.
They want to do,
yeah. And I don't know if that means I have to be an expert.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think I just have to be an expert in people. Mm-hmm. And then figure out, okay, like someone, because one thing I have learned, so like I guess this is something that I guess is relative to wanting to help somebody, if we're talking about like figuring out what my life purpose is, is I've dealt with people that I live in or I work, you know, kind of in a corporate environment, you know, where there's like this position, and, you know, they stack it in a chart. So you have like your manager, your assistant manager, their assistant manager, and then the positions down there. And so when you look at the chart, you assume that like, oh, well, this person's the most successful, they're at the top or whatever. And one thing I've noticed, you know, it's unfortunate in certain cases, like if you want to make more money, you have to become that person if you're working in the corporate structure most times, not always, but most times. So people assume like, okay, well, making with the most money must be the next step for me, what I want to do. And that's, so I see so many people trying to go to do something that is so clearly not them. They're just misguided. Like they love, like personal trainers are a great example. Like most personal trainers had different jobs doing something else before they, and it's rare that that's like the first thing they come into and they just go after it from there. So it's like they leave something and then they want to become a fitness manager and then they want to become a general manager. I'm like, why? You know, that your things don't line up.
Yeah.
And so I do think I have the ability to sit down, evaluate someone's position, and then, especially if it's someone that I don't have a lot of, like buy-in with, or not buy-in, but I guess like skin in the game with, like if it's somebody that's my friend, then I might be biased. But if it's somebody that is like, I'm not friends with, they don't work for me, they don't, you know, so there's nothing like that, I could really be brutally honest with them, you know. So it's figuring out how to do that. And I don't know if that's my life purpose, but
yeah,
I do think there's a place for someone that does that. I just don't know, you know, where or how to figure that out. I mean, I'm 30, so maybe do I figure it out at 31? 32, how does that, why would people pay for that?
Yeah.
You know, why would someone pay, like, I don't know if it's like a therapist, you know, but I don't really want to be a therapist. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
And it could be, you know, like, one of the biggest things that I try and do in life is, like, find people who are doing what I want to do and then go talk to them and ask them for advice. And so, you know, maybe in a way, it could be, you know, you've found that you're good at getting people to realize, like, what they want to do. And then how to do it,
yeah.
In a way, and so I guess you're kind of coaching them through life. So in a sense, it's a life coach, but at the same time, that's a super like cliche, vague term. So
yeah,
I mean, I don't know how you classify that other than life coach or like life planner.
Yeah, that, I mean, don't know,
because you know, some people maybe they just feel really lost and they don't realize like, you know, what they want to do, and they need someone to help guide them along the way.
Yeah, I definitely think people feel lost. I feel lost, and I'm trying to tell people how to
not
feel lost. So, I mean, I get that. But I feel like if, people find out what it is that they're like meant to do. And maybe what you're meant to do at one, and maybe this is what I'm missing, but like what you're meant to do during this timeline of your life is different than this timeline. Yeah. So maybe that's, you know, we think there's only one thing you're supposed to do. Maybe it does change over time, and maybe it doesn't for some people. But I do think when people have purpose, like that's when they're most happy.
Yep.
And stuff like that. And, you know, I think that people came here for an experience. And so if you're experiencing the wrong stuff, you're going to be unhappy.
Yeah.
And your purpose is the right stuff, whether that's, you know, raising a family or, you know, living homeless somewhere, you know, whatever it is you want to feel.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting people to do that. Like for you, you want to make a lot of money. So it's like getting you to feel, to feel that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's a very complicated subject. It's definitely something. The video that prompted all this was talking about, you know, what would you feel the most qualified to teach? Like, that would be your life purpose. And I guess the reason he's saying that is because what you're studying on your own or what you're, like, stuff like that. But I think most people get interested in something, their flame lights up about it, but then it slowly dims, and they get into something else, they get into something, especially when it comes to making money.
Yeah.
You know, people change their minds all the time when something gets hard or doesn't work or things like that. And so, you know, I think what you're doing with your real estate by tying in your living situation, and it's gonna force you to have to at least be successful in a sense.
Yeah.
You know, whether you turn it into a $1 billion industry or you, you know, just live for free.
Yeah.
You know, you're forcing yourself in it and stuff like that, you know, because you were 100% into fitness, like there was nothing else.
Yeah.
And now you're starting to see these different things. And so, like, real estate's starting to feel good. You're looking at some other stuff, some sales stuff that looks pretty good. So it's like, how do you know? And then how does someone tell you, like, this is the path that.
Yeah.
Or there is no path. There's probably the answer.
Yeah. But, yeah. I don't even know. I mean, I think one of the things that I'm trying to do is, so like I love fitness and I love training people, but at the same time, it's really hard to scale being a personal trainer because you get paid for your time. And I mean, in a sense, you know, they're like online fitness people and they create programs and whatnot. So that kind of stems from the same thing, but I almost think it's like I'm going down these different avenues or I'm testing out different things to try and find stuff to fund the lifestyle I want to do. So maybe I'm not meant to be like a real estate agent. You know, right now I think real estate's super interesting and I want to do it and I can see myself using that, but maybe I'm not meant to be a real estate agent, but I can use that to then fund, you know, whatever my life purpose may be.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a big question.
Yeah, so
your life purpose.
This video, you know, normally we have like really like firmer talking points of like, he's going to talk about this one is a little bit more introspective. Hopefully you're listening and having the same, or watching and having the same like questions with like, what do I do next?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what, everybody feels like they have to do something. So maybe the first thing is to think back, okay, maybe I don't need to do anything right now. I need to just continue to do what I'm doing and the next thing will come. I just need to prepare myself to be open for it.
Yeah.
So there's that. I think everybody needs to get to a comfortable place, like a platform. That's kind of like what I'm working on, like a platform where, you know, if you have to have, like, if you have a job, and I'm kind of in this situation right now, like, so you have a job that you do, if you lost that job tomorrow, like, you couldn't just live for a year, you know, I would have to find another job and continue to bring an income because I'm not situated comfortably enough to where, like, I could just take a year off.
Yeah.
And so I think that's immediately what someone needs to focus on. How do you do that?
Yeah.
You know, there's different ways. We're looking at some real estate options, you know, building up some cash flow, and it's not going to be like something we do in 6 months where all of a sudden after 6 months I could take off for a year.
Yeah.
But I think you have to get in a place because when, luckily I do something that I think is good, you know, working in fitness I don't think is bad. I don't think working for Gold's Gym is bad. Everything's not perfect. We're growing through changes as a company and stuff like that, but I don't think we do something that's bad. So fortunately I'm in a situation, but you may not be. You might be doing something that you think is bad and you every day dread going to work because you don't believe in the product, you don't believe in what you do, or even worse, you believe it's bad, stuff like that. So I think everyone's focus should be to get in a place where you could do nothing but what you want to do.
Yep. And yes. And so that, I mean, that is huge. So that's where I want to get to. So that's
with real estate.
Yeah, exactly. So that, So everyone, the term financial freedom is being tossed around a lot, and what that means to you might be different what it means to me, and what it means to you guys might be different what it means to us. To me, it's the ability to not have to go to work if I don't want to. That's not to say that my goal in life is to have enough money so I can sit on a couch and eat potato chips all day, because that would suck. That would be horrible and that'd be boring. But I want to get to a point where, like, if I want to go, I don't know, teach some kid how to ice skate.
Yeah.
That was a stupid example. Right, but
we,
like,
found out what you want to do with your life. You want to teach kids how to ice skate.
But like if I want to go be a personal trainer and I want to go train these select people at this little boutique gym, I can do that.
Yeah, or for free. Because train people that can't afford it. Or exactly. Like that, whatever. Yeah. My vision I've been having in my head, or not a vision, but a thought, like a dream, I guess you would call it. Like, gosh, I'd love to be able to do that. Is to be able to do nothing. I want to know what would happen, because I've had, you know, whether I was in school or I was in, you know, whatever. Like, I've always been involved in something. Like, you know, and probably most people have. I'm not saying, like, I have a unique problem where I've worked since I was, like, 14. I mean, there's plenty of people that have done that. And it's a good thing. But I've always, like, gone from job to job and done well at the job. And I'm a pretty positive person, so yeah. I usually find the best in whatever there is. There's been ups and downs and, you know, left jobs and good, you know, standing and bad standing. You know, I've been through a lot of different things. But one thing I haven't experienced is not doing anything. And it's probably something most people don't experience. You know, they stay in this job loop or whatever, you know, where they go for the same thing because you got bills to pay. You keep, especially in America, you keep buying stuff so you have to pay for it. I mean, if I didn't have they're expensive to me, cars, and, you know, lived in a smaller home, you know, I could definitely downsize to the point where I could do something like that. But I've done what most people do, and I start making more, buy more, make more, buy more. And so, but I'm getting out of that habit, but I want to... Like, if I didn't have to work, I want to find out that version of Henry. What would he go do? So, okay, in my head, I imagine, okay, I quit. I'm not working, right? I have, someone said, here's $100,000. This will pay all your bills for at least a year. And you just do nothing. The only stipulation is you have to quit your job. So I quit my job. So the first week, probably doing stuff around the house, right?
Yeah.
Trying to figure out whatever, making YouTube videos, and then, but like, once all that stuff's done, like, the honey-do list is done, like, you know, whatever, things you wanted to catch up on, movies you wanted to watch, you took a vacation or wherever you wanted to go, to trips, all that's done, all the stuff that you squeeze in on your little breaks, but on the weekends, stuff, like, all that's done, and there's nothing left to do, what do I go do then?
That right there is a question.
And so, that's what I want to find out. I want to find out, you know, what would I go do? And the way to get there is to generate, you know,
passive income,
so that you're financially, you know, they'll call it financial freedom, so you're able to do that. So, you know, because money is a requirement. If I don't want to be homeless, I guess I could do the same experience and be completely homeless, but I don't want to do that. I have a family, I have things that are priorities.
Yeah.
But a goal of mine is to find out what that Henry does.
Yeah. And quick side note, on the whole you could do it being homeless thing, like, yes, you could, but there's also the side of, like, well, let's just say that Henry wants to go explore somewhere, and you have to pay for transportation. If you're homeless, you don't have money to do that.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think really building up kind of like that cushion of wealth or that income stream to be able to fund whatever it is you find yourself wanting to do is important. Because a lot of people talk about how...
minimalizing minimalist stuff, which I mean, I guess, you know, people can do whatever they want. I'm just not a minimalist. Like, I don't want to experience that with nothing. I want to experience that with options.
Fullness.
Yeah and stuff. So if your goal is to experience what it's like to go live in a yurt and not have, you know, any material, you know, things, that's fine. But not for me. I want to figure out what that Henry does when there's no job to go to. Like, I got to spend plenty of time with the family. You know, do we do something together? Do I invent something? Do I create something? And so that's something that I recently, like, I wake up kind of thinking about it. I go to bed kind of thinking about it. And just, like, what would I do?
Yeah, like, what gives you the fulfillment?
Yeah, right? I didn't have to work. Now, I would have to eventually create something because there was a timeline, right?
Yeah.
I had a year. Or I had till that money ran out. You know, would I start flipping houses? Would I start, you know... personal training people? Would I figure out my own gym? Would I, you know, go work at a homeless shelter? Would I do nothing and just, you know, waste away or get bigger, gain fat, you know? Would I work out all the time? Would I work out more? Would I work out less? You know, what if I had no, like...
Obligations
at all. I mean, other than, like, my family stuff, which is not going anywhere, what would I do? Like, the whole, you know, 10 hours a day I normally dedicate to working for somebody, what would I do with that time?
Guys, this is a good question to ask yourself. Go get a whiteboard, get a notepad, get something, brainstorm, and just think. I'm going to do this when I go home. Like, because, so for me, right now, what would I do? I don't know. Maybe I'd go rip around on a jet ski, or maybe I'd go on a hike in Montana or something like that.
You might find out, like, the real passion is for you.
Yeah. And so I think, like, what a lot of people would go to initially is the fun, like, the fun, quick kind of thing. Yeah. Like, it might be going on a jet ski.
Vacation or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you do that initial week or two.
Once that's done, eventually, I know this is hard to believe, eventually jet skiing is going to get boring.
Yeah. Or that's your passion.
Or you're going to go be a pro jet skier.
Yeah.
But like, you know, once you've gotten the fun things out of your system, what is it that you wake up for every morning? You know, like, I want to get to a point, you know, like we're talking about, without the obligation, where I wake up every morning and I'm excited to go do what it is that I want to do.
Yeah.
And that's...
I think that's the only way I find it. So I got to figure out a way to get there.
So guys, go get your notepad, get a whiteboard, think about this, and this comment down below. Yeah. Let us know, because we don't know yet, so...
Yeah, and this is for the person that's driven. So this isn't for the person that, like, legit is just lazy.
Yeah.
Because the reason I've worked so much is because I am driven and want to accomplish things.
Exactly, yeah.
The reason, like, I have this gap is because of part of my personality.
Yeah.
So that's why it's a good thing for me to go do. But for somebody that works part-time already and doesn't really, you know, isn't busy, just isn't working two jobs, isn't doing something like that, like, this may not be the exercise for you. But if you're the person that's been driven, been dedicated, but just knows, like, yeah, there's something else I should be doing. Like, I'm missing it. Like, I'm happy. I'm, like, doing all these things, but I just know there's something different. You know, this exercise might be the one to do now. It may take a while to do it. But like you said, put your suggestions below in the comment section. If you're just listening to this on the audio version, think it in your head. Write it down, you know, somewhere where it's, like, there. You can stick at it, like, hey, what would I do with this time? Yeah. And then get there.
Yeah. And with the whole writing down thing, I highly, highly recommend writing down not just, like, the concrete ideas, but your train of thought. Because then you can go back. Let's just say, like, you do this exercise today. A month from now, aren't you going to want to go back and see what you were thinking today? And say, oh, well, a month ago I was thinking this. What am I thinking now? Like, how have my goals or my thought process or my desire, how has that changed? And, like, what might have caused that? And, like, being able to, like, take inventory of yourself and reflect on yourself is huge.
Yeah, I mean, everything there. We're getting long on the podcast, so I don't want to keep it going too long. But, I mean, just figure out what that is. Mm-hmm. I think that's a process I'm going to go set. So two things. If you've been in the cycle that I've been in where you're, you know, the more you make, the more you spend, put a limit on that spend thing. Like, if it's where you're at now, like, you know, you could, you know, decrease your spending, right? That's one way to do it. Or... you say, okay, this is my threshold. I'm no longer spending. So say your running costs are $6,000 a month, right? Okay, so my running costs are $6,000. Think of it like a business, you know, a P&L line. I need to make my passive income, because it's gotta be passive, or, you know, if it's gonna be one lump sum, whatever you're gonna do to get this money, I need to make that to cover a year or whatever, you know, days you figure out, but it's gotta be an extended period of time. And then, so, like, for me, I would say, okay, $6,000 is where I'm at spending. I need to make passive income of $10,000 a month, because I'm not gonna, no matter what, even if my current job I'm making $30,000 a month, I'm not gonna increase the spending, because I'm going for this experience. Anything I make above X amount of dollars is going to a passive income builder. And then once I hit that $10,000 mark, I haven't spent anymore on my, you know,
running
income,
costs.
And then boom, I can do it.
Yep.
And if it's passive income, you potentially could do it with indefinite.
Yeah.
You know, but if it's, you know, a lump sum, like you sold some for $120,000, so you have $10,000 for each month, you know, then you're limited to a year. But, you know, that's my game plan is, like, boom, I'm locking in here at $6,000. My income may continue to rise, but I'm locked into this. And my passive income, which is the one I'm going to be tracking as it goes up, and once it hits whatever mark I set, like $10,000 would be a good mark, boom, set that. Then my job or career is at risk.
Yep.
Because at that point, I mean, and I may be in a situation where if it took 2 years to do this, I might love it and be like, you know what? Through this exercise, I found that this is my passion. I want to continue to do this. Or it could be, okay, I'm going to go find, you know, I'm going to go do my sabbatical.
Yep.
Like, here's my notice.
Yeah. Guys, this is a journey. Take it with us. We're doing it. I want you guys to do it too. Find your purpose. This is a big task we're asking of you guys, but it's worth it. You only got one life, so might as well figure out what you're supposed to do in it, right?
Yellow. Alright. It's gonna make it a longer yellow. Alright, if you liked the video, please give it a thumbs up and subscribe. And we'll see you guys next time. What's up? Today we're going to talk about your life purpose and if you have one or can you find one. What's up? Today we're talking about life purposes. Do everybody have them? Does everybody have them?
Sick English.
What's up? Today we're talking about finding your life purpose and if you're meant to have one at all.